Well, hello there. And happy we are to find you here at the little green gate of Smilin' Through. And we hope that you can stay with us for the 29 minutes to follow for a program of words and music, words from the poetry, scrapbook, and bookshelf, music by Gene Stevens at the console of the Empress Theater Kimball Organ. It's a program brought to you every week at this time by your friends at the Arctic Piggly Wiggly Company in Fairbanks, your home-owned and home-operated store. Beatrice McElwee has a way of opening our Smiling Through for tonight with a sort of a paraphrase, a poetic paraphrase, on the words of Elizabeth Barrett Browning. And this is one of her selections from the revised editions of Great Poetry. Certainly you'll recognize it. How do I love you? Let me tell you, Ducky. I warn you, it's the kind that never dies, the sort of love that makes me think I'm lucky to dance with you till daylight, then to rise at 7 just to see you eat your toast and drink your coffee from behind the news. Enough to murmur, yes, dear, when you boast, and hang enraptured while you air your views. Enough, my love, to let your wandering eye approve a streamlined hussy now and then, enough to never let you see me cry. My crying's not the sort that charms the men. Be warned, my man, your sentence is for life. One can't escape an ever-loving wife. And something by Esther Wollum that also smacks of romance is called My Favorites. Inordinately fond am I of coffee, cheese, and hot mince pie, of pickles and potato chips, and any kind of midnight nips. I add, to make my list complete, the Wagner operas, the neat precision of the Bach motet, the symphony I can't forget, nor candlelight, nor shades of blue, nor curve of silvered moon, nor you. Some of my favorites are such that they will never hurt me much. As for the German from Bayreuth, he's calmed my soul from early youth, and though some find him quite a bore, I would that I might hear him more. But you, my love, and midnight tea, I find, are very bad for me, for after each I lie awake and often nurse a lingering ache. Now that we've walked into the recurrent subject of love, let us consider these lines by Grace Noel Crowell under that well-worn one-word title. Love has been dragged too often through the mire. I would brush it clean and free it from the bars that would detain it. I would set it up high on a cool green hill beneath the stars, where the wind can blow the clinging dust away and the cool night wash it with its crystal dew. It matters not what others make of love. Mine shall be pure and beautiful for you. My love is like the shimmer of the stars. It has absorbed the radiance of the moon has taken on the glory of the sun that climbs the far blue glittering heights of noon. I'm jealous of the name of love. I long to lift it high, to hold it like a flame that no unworthy thing may venture near to tarnish the white splendor of its name. Rain fell last night, quiet, gentle rain that tapped against my window pane and called me back from troubled sleep to soothe a heart too numb to weep. My loneliness was deep and real, and like a wound that will not heal, it throbbed within me, and I knew my arms were empty without you. But as I listened to the sound of soft rain falling on the ground, I heard your voice, tender and clear, call my name. And oh, my dear, I threw my window open wide to let the sweet rain rush inside. It kissed my lips, my eyes, my hair, and love, I knew that you were there. Tears that my heart could not release fell down from heaven, bringing peace. Last night, while gray clouds softly wept, I held you in my arms and slept. Thank you. Everything in all the world gets tired. The trees get tired of holding leaves. The grass gets tired of growing. The tide gets tired of coming in. The winter tires of snowing. Everything in all the world, and maybe far beyond. Well, we'll give you a reading by Elsie Robinson called A Tired Prayer. Father, the way is hard, and I am torn by doubt, confused by theories, dulled by the long grind of work and worry, loneliness and grief. God, can you hear above this dust and din? They say you once were man and knew man's pain. Can you remember that far agony? And out of pity, grant this prayer to me. Grant me a quiet spot within my soul, like a green refuge in the forest's heart, walled round with silence, dim and sweet and cool, where I can hide myself sometimes, away from all the heat and clamor of my life. Quiet spot where memories may come as dappled deer come down the forest aisles, drifting like shadows through the sun-shot gloom. So may my memories pass without a pang, leaving me quickened by their loveliness. Then, as a weary traveler slips within the still green crystal of some forest pool, so may I slip within a pool of peace and cleanse myself of all the dust and strife and hate and greed and prickling conceit, and then lie still, forgetful for a while of my sick self and all its noisy doubt. So, dreaming, may I slowly come to feel your friendly presence brooding all about, and catch some shining glimpse of your great plan, and for an instant feel my hand in yours. Because you were a man and knew man's pain, because you were a man and knew man's fear, and all man's tire and loneliness and grief, give me this secret space where I may rest. Then, having rested, help me go once more to face the challenge of this thing called life, and make as good a showing as I may in those hard tasks you've given me to do. This is my prayer. Grant it, I pray, O God. For once they tell me, you were tired too.